What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, February 25th, 2022. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. What a week it has been. And I think it's just going to go downhill from here anyway. So we got a lot of news. Again, a busy news day. We're going to try and get as much done before we open the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. We are now in day two of the Russian incursion into Ukraine, and the predictions are not looking really good. U.S. officials are saying Kiev will fall probably in 96 hours. I don't think it's going to last that long. The Ukrainian people, for the most part, don't seem to have a taste for war with other Ukrainians or fellow Russians with which they have a historical connection. So it's definitely going really bad right now. The Ukrainian air defenses are pretty much gone. Russia took out the infrastructure on the first attack. The Air Force is gone. Their Navy, hardly a shot was fired. That's now gone. The Ukrainian command and control centers are totally disrupted right now. Many of the command posts have been destroyed. All the military airfields in Ukraine are now out of operation. And a huge amount of ammunition, petroleum, and lubricants have now been destroyed. And Russia controls the entire Ukraine airspace and all the coastal waters in the Black and Azov Seas. Not a very good situation there. So Ukrainian resistance seemed to have basically fallen apart as the infrastructure was put out of operation. There are still a few of these neo-Nazi militias trapped within the Donbass territories are continuing to offer resistance, but they're not making any progress. The Russian paratroopers captured the Kiev airport, and they have reached the Dnieper River, which is a major source, or used to be a major source of water to the Crimea prior to the coup d'etat of 2014. They're in the suburbs of Kiev. We are hearing that some Russian troops are actually in the city proper. And it's really ugly over there. Now, Zelensky has just learned a very, very tough lesson. He's been listening to the U.S. and NATO and Europe saying, hang on in there. We're going to let you into NATO. We're going to get you into NATO. And, thank you for being a U.S. puppet in that part of the world. And when the rubber hit the road, basically Europe isn't helping. NATO isn't helping. They're rattling their sabers on the border, but that's pretty much it. And Zelensky is now saying that Ukraine has been left alone to fight Russia, and he accuses NATO of being afraid. Well, Russia is nuclear armed. If I were NATO, I would certainly be very, very, very cautious. But Zelensky said, we are left alone in defense of our state. Who is ready to fight with us? Honestly, I do not see such. Who is ready to guarantee Ukraine's accession to NATO? Honestly, everybody is afraid. Now, Russia has already offered terms of surrender to Zelensky after they took what was considered to be an unshellable staging point 60 miles from Kiev. So Russian forces are now in the northern part of the city of Kiev, according to their defense ministry. And all civilians are being encouraged to join the Ukrainian military, regardless of age. In other words, they're down to mobilizing the children, just like the Nazis did when they began to lose big mistake number two. Okay, and meanwhile, residents in Kiev are being urged to learn how to make Molotov cocktails to defend themselves. And it is definitely that desperate. It's going to descend into hand-to-hand urban warfare. And it's going to get ugly, and a lot of people are going to die. Now, remember the battle for Moscow in World War II, where the Nazis got within just a few miles of Moscow, and Russia, the Soviet Union, rather, mobilized their civilians who were not trained. They just gave them a bunch of guns and said, go shoot that way. And that's where a large part of that horrible body count of Russian casualties came from. So it's you know, it's clear they're losing. It's only a matter of time here. Meanwhile, helicopter gunships blitzed one of the airports. The Russians took it. The Ukrainians have supposedly taken it back. Not the main Kiev airport, one of the smaller ones. The troops are raising the Russian flag in Ukraine. There was a missile struck a military warehouse full of munitions, and the video of that is really quite spectacular. The Ukrainian Navy fell without a fight. And here's where it gets interesting. We're seeing the beginnings of a bug out because the Speaker of the Ukraine Parliament was caught on video fleeing with his family. Now, there was a report that Zelensky was no longer in Kiev, but that is not confirmed at this time. Now, over at Chernobyl, a little bit of a problem. During the fighting, one of the storage facilities where they keep the spent nuclear rods was hit with an artillery shell. And some people are saying it was the Russians. Others are saying it was Ukrainian. And there has been a release of radiation. We don't know how bad. And, you know, the issue is these rods have to be kept in cooling water. They add boron to try and slow down the neutrons. And the rods have to be kept separate. Or, you know, if they fall into a pile, they could spontaneously start to fission yet again, even though they're spent for the purposes of the reactor. So that is that's definitely a major problem here. And so we'll see what happens there. Anyway, there was spectacular video of a Ukrainian fighter jet getting shot down right over Kiev by a Russian missile. This was a Ukrainian Air Force Sukhoi 27 fighter. It exploded in flight when the missile hit and fell in several pieces. The pilot was killed, burning to death in the cockpit, which is, you know, the sort of thing that happens in the war. Meanwhile, Ukraine claims to have shot down 5 Russian planes. And, you know, everybody's saying it's bad, but it's worse for the other side here. Now, there was a video that surfaced that claims to show Russian and Ukrainian troops greeting each other and being friendly. You know, not unlike the Christmas truce in World War I, they don't really want to fight each other here. And there's a lot of attention being brought to the fact that the United States has several bioweapons labs, biological warfare labs, inside Ukraine. And somebody was saying, well, they're going to go in and bomb those. Well, no, they're not going to bomb them. Bombing a BSL-4 laboratory is a really dangerous thing because you just unleash whatever is in there, whether it's Ebola or, you know, Hanta virus or Lassa fever. And but what Russia may do is go in and document those bioweapons labs to basically show the world that the United States is, in fact, engaged in biological warfare research. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. And repeating the epic disaster in Afghanistan, there is a report that thousands of Americans are still inside Ukraine. And remember, earlier in the week, last week, you know, Biden came on out and said, you guys got to leave, but we're not going to help you. You know, we're not going to help you. And now they're stuck inside Ukraine, just like we still have Americans stuck inside Afghanistan. Now, there was an interesting story that came on out of gcaptain.com, and it's talking about how the Black Sea was basically left unprotected by the United States Navy that made it a lot easier for Russia to invade Ukraine. And they're saying, oh, a mistake, it was an oversight here. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe it was intentional, you know, because obviously there were people who wanted Russia to invade Ukraine to kick off whatever their agenda was going to be. And back during Pearl Harbor, as the Japanese striking force was approaching Hawaii, there was a fleet of Navy ships, Task Force 29, right directly in their path. And Franklin Roosevelt called Admiral Kimmel and ordered him to order those ships back to Pearl Harbor immediately. Now, if those ships had stayed where they were exercising, they would have spotted the Japanese fleet, and the attack on Pearl Harbor would not have happened. So, you know, these are how wars are being created. Now, Antony Blinken is out there cranking up the propaganda, saying that Putin is not going to be satisfied with Ukraine. He's got his sights on other countries like Poland. And, you know, he's a madman. He's going to bring war all across Europe. And we've got to fortify Europe and spend a lot more money on weapons and soldiers here. So Blinken, definitely part of the military-industrial complex, is selling us a renewed Cold War so that the American taxpayer can be soaked for trillions and trillions of dollars for bombs and weapons and things that go bang in the night. Okay. Now, over in Iran, there's an academic and political analyst, Mohammad Mirandi, was interviewed on Russia Today and said the United States and the other NATO countries have weaponized Ukraine against Russia while not allowing any other solution to go into force because they're seeking absolute power. This is the great game. Who is going to be the ruling power under the New World Order? And Mirandi said Ukraine could have been prosperous and it could have helped create greater prosperity for the whole area. But because NATO countries want absolute power, they cannot think in those terms. And that's absolutely correct. War hawks never think about the general population and what's good for them. A good example of that is, you know, at the end of World War II, they just dumped all these chemical weapon drums into the ocean off of Hawaii, figuring it's not our problem anymore. And today it's Hawaii's problem here. So Stoltenberg is out there saying that the NATO countries will provide weapons and air defense systems to Ukraine, creating a target-rich environment for Russia. But the reality is things are going so fast in Ukraine, by the time those weapons get to Ukraine, Russia will be in charge. And this is going to be a repeat of when Joe Biden left $83 billion in weapons to the Taliban when we pulled out of Afghanistan. So it's just being mishandled from beginning to end here. Okay, there is a former French presidential candidate, and Jacques Chaminade, and basically came on out saying the West upended the Minsk agreements, and, you know, this is the result. You know, we're understanding that, you know, the lead up to this whole crisis has been the U.S. meddling in other people's countries, specifically in this case back in 2014 with the U.S.-backed coup that drove out the democratically elected government of Yanukovych and installed a junta with Poroshenko. Now, the United States is talking about trying to find a way to kick Russia out of the United Nations Security Council because of what is going on in Ukraine. And the U.S. is demanding that the U.N. amend Article 23 of its charter to remove Russia as a permanent member of the United Nations Supreme Court. Now, that is going to be very, very tricky because that will take a Security Council vote. And Russia, not to mention China, do have veto power on that one. So we'll see what's going to happen there. They may take it to the General Assembly, but I don't think they're going to have much progress there as well. You know, the United States has spent the last half century just making enemies all around the world. Our nation is not well-liked, and now it's not even respected anymore. Now, NATO, Stoltenberg is still out there talking tough and saying, we will defend our entire territory after the Russia attack. Now, Russia, of course, has not attacked any NATO nations, and I really don't think they're going to. Again, it's just an excuse to take more money away from the people in all these countries and give it to the military-industrial complex, and so they can, you know, have these beautiful new weapons to show at air shows and stuff like that. Now, the United States, despite Biden's repeated comments that we are not sending U.S. forces into Ukraine itself, we're certainly getting them close over there. Biden has ordered Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin to send another 7,000 troops to Germany. And the U.S. is bolstering its forces in Europe in response to Russian aggression. And the Pentagon says the deployment will consist of an armored brigade combat team with associated capabilities and enablers that will deploy to Germany in the coming days. Meanwhile, the U.S. is also moving more fighter jets to the Baltic Sea and the Black Sea regions. These are going to be primarily F-35 Lightning II fighters, you know, the ones that cost so much and have so many problems. They're going to send six of them over to the Baltic Sea area. All right. Over in Lithuania, they are getting ready to declare a state of emergency in response to the Russian incursion into Ukraine. And I think the issue may be that Lithuania is worried about all those German tanks in their country potentially being a target. And that would certainly make me nervous here. Now, Turkey was pressed upon by many countries to try and close the Bosphorus to the transit of Russian warships. Turkey came back and said that under certain conditions, Russian naval vessels would still be allowed to cross the Bosphorus and the Dardanelles Straits, even if the strategic waterway is closed to them during the conflict with Ukraine. So Turkey's trying to have it both ways. Yeah, we're going to get tough with Russia, but we're going to let some of their ships going on in. And so, you know, Turkey's in a very tight spot because they sit on top of that strategic access point into the Black Sea. All righty. During the Russian invasion, Ukraine's official Twitter account calls for Twitter to ban Russia. You know, they don't want things to get on out there. U.S. is also deploying B-52s and F-35s to NATO's eastern flank. So six F-35s operating from Spangenham Air Base, Germany, have been ordered to NATO's eastern front by Biden. They arrived at the Baltic Sea on the 24th. At the same time, a B-52 from Minot Air Base in North Dakota interacted with Polish fighters in the Black Sea region during a bomber task force operation. So they're, you know, the weapons are piling on in there. And the defense contractors are just rubbing their hands together in glee here. Okay, now Sergei Lavrov came on out and said, you know, the issue in Ukraine for Russia has been the abuse of the Russian-speaking population of Ukraine, particularly in those breakaway republics, and accuses the West of turning a blind eye to the war crimes committed by the U.S.-installed Kiev regime. And he said basically the amount of death that's going on there, it's approaching the level of an outright genocide. So, let's see. Moscow is now saying that the goal of the operation in Ukraine is to hold the puppet regime accountable for their crimes. And they're going to hunt these people down and put them on war crimes trials. And while they're at it, I wish the Russians would head over to Burisma and get those Hunter Biden files, you know, and let us know what was really going on there, because the Bidens and the Clintons made a lot of money out of Ukraine following that overthrow in 2014. And then, you know, when the going gets tough, they just gave them up here. Maria Zakharova was wagging a finger at Sky News, saying, who gave you the right to ignore all those Ukrainian victims over all those years? So, anyway. Now, we're getting mixed stories about potential talks between President Zelensky and President Putin. At one point it said, you know, Putin had offered talks, and then it said Zelensky had offered talks. And so we're not getting a clear bead on this. But according to this one story, this is coming out of the Gateway Pundit, it was Zelensky who asked Putin for negotiations to stop the dying. And Russia has said they will not enter into negotiations until Ukraine stops fighting. In other words, Ukraine has to surrender, then, you know, Putin will talk it over. And you know, they're going to basically look at all the issues that they have, which obviously is going to be an enforced neutrality for Ukraine. No more talk about joining NATO. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214, or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about the situation in Russia and Ukraine. And Biden is again saying that U.S. forces will not engage in conflict with Russia, which sounds really good, except that in the early days of Vietnam, we were sending in advisors to Vietnam and we were being assured that they were not engaging in conflict with the North Vietnamese. And then, of course, we saw how that ended up. Now, Russia is being sanctioned all over the world. And what kind of an effect it's going to have is hard to say. I mean, the sanctions haven't really affected Russia's policies, and Russia has had years to basically insulate themselves to where sanctions may not be the problem here. And so it's a symbolic gesture, and it makes it look like the White House and, you know, Europe and NATO are doing something. But it's really, so far, not being very effective. Now, not everybody is going along with this. India and China are not imposing sanctions. They want to continue to engage in trade with Russia. Now, over in Germany, their finance minister, Christian Lindner, has said that sanctions against Russia must be stepped up. And Germany is now open to cutting Russia out of the SWIFT international payment system. This is like a 180-degree shift from what Germany was just saying a couple days ago. All right. Now, the European Union has approved a plan to directly sanction Vladimir Putin and Sergei Lavrov themselves over the invasion of Ukraine. This is a move that would freeze their overseas assets. As I understand it, they really don't have that many to begin with. I mean, they would have gotten them back, you know, into their own country long before now. Officially, Vladimir Putin owns hardly any assets. His annual income is about $120,000. He owns three cars and an apartment, according to his latest financial disclosure. So there may not be all that much of an effect from the sanctions. Meanwhile, United Kingdom has indicated that flights from Russia on Aeroflot, their national airline, will no longer be allowed into their airspace. In retaliation for that, Moscow has now banned all United Kingdom aircraft from using any Russian airspace at all. So they're ramping up the economic warfare. Meanwhile, uranium stocks are surging after a Swedish utility giant suspends deliveries of Russian uranium and nuclear fuel. So people are scrambling to find alternative sources here. And meanwhile, members of the U.S. Congress yesterday said they could approve hundreds of millions of dollars in additional military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine starting as soon as next week. Well, the way I read the situation, by next week, this may all be over. So it's going to be too little, too late. And you know something? If the U.S. took all this money they spend messing around with other countries, this huge military budget, and spent it on America, every American would be living in abundance. There would be no homelessness. You know, we would all be comfortable, which I think is what Americans deserve here. So we have an urgent situation over there in Ukraine, and Biden came on out and said, well, we'll have a conversation in another month or so to see if the new sanctions are working. And I'm going to make a prediction that they'll say, no, the sanctions aren't. Interestingly enough, the U.S. is not sanctioning the Russia energy sector. You know, the Russian oil and gas is going to continue. And Blinken came on out and said, we're not halting gas and oil purchases from Russia because we're trying to minimize the pain to the American people. In other words, they can't get along without that Russian oil and gas. Same thing that's going on in Europe. My question is, what if Russia decides to stop selling oil and gas to Europe and the United States? You know, they could turn around and sell it to India and China, and that could cause a tremendous amount of economic upset here in the United States. All righty. Another article here, this one from Newsmax, saying that Biden's Ukraine policy could cause a NATO war with Russia. Certainly it could. And I know the goal of the military-industrial complex is a new or renewed Cold War. In order to make a huge amount of money from the American people. But one mistake, and it will be a hot war. Now, yesterday, Joe Biden had a press conference. It was carried on the networks, including One American News. Did not come across very well. According to a headline over at Station Gossip, it basically blew up in his face. And, you know, Russia had invaded Ukraine, so Biden had to appear for a press conference to comment on the situation because of the U.S. involvement in that mess. But his conference did not really help anything or clarify how the U.S. is going to respond. You know, Biden's remarks were not even entirely coherent, you know, and he basically talked about sanctions here. And over at strategicculture.org, they said basically it was Biden squawking among headless chickens. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk.
real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about Ukraine and Russia. We're talking specifically about Biden's press conference yesterday, in which he really did not do very well. At one point, he lost his train of thought while trying to explain the consequences of not imposing significant sanctions on Putin. Yeah, that's our president here. And when he was basically asked about underestimating Putin by Fox News' Peter Ducey, Biden replied, "Did you read? I shouldn't say. I'm not trying to be a wise guy." So once again, Biden has humiliated himself and our country on the world stage. People are starting to compare Biden to Obama. And Mitt Romney took a shot at Obama after Russia launches the invasion of Ukraine, saying the 80s call. So they're looking at him as well. And again, Obama's White House doctor is saying Biden is incoherent. He's confused. He is not fit for being the president during this crisis. Actually, I don't think he was fit to be president under any circumstances here. Getting on back to Mitt Romney, he's now trying to put the blame on Trump's America First policy for the Russian attack on Ukraine. But then Russia didn't attack Ukraine while Trump was in office because Trump basically told Russia, we will bomb Moscow if you go into Ukraine. Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley has accused Biden of failing in his response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, declaring the president is failing to deliver in a major leadership moment. And definitely that. And the polls are showing that most Americans are not happy with Biden's handling of Ukraine, or for that matter, his entire foreign policy. Article that came on out of Patriot Rising saying the government is basically admitting that this is a war that will determine who will rule the new world order, if in fact that comes about. But that may be falling apart as well. So another article, this one over in Scoopy Web, the first Sea Lord, Admiral Lord West, came on out saying that Putin watched with glee the failure in Afghanistan, and he thinks the West is weak, has no stomach for confrontation, and our military are not capable of what the nation expects. And says it's hardly surprising that Putin thought he could get away with going into Ukraine, and so far, that does seem to be the case here. Now, this next part is really where things are going to get weird here. Joe Biden has been given options for authorizing the largest cyber warfare strikes in U.S. history against Russia. And he's being urged to do this by Hillary Clinton herself. And the problem is that Russia will feel inclined to retaliate. And we already had that statement from NATO saying that a cyber attack on any member nation would activate Article 5 and the war would definitely be on. Meanwhile, the hacktivist group Anonymous announced a cyber war against the Russian government, and they were going to target Russia Today. Now, Russia Today has been hit with a massive distributed denial of service attack, but they have installed a DDoS blocking filter. And I'm able to get into Russia Today from here in Indiana. The other day I said it was blocked in Peru. Peru is now able to get to Russia Today as well. Speaking of blocking, you probably all remember Claire Rivero's In Times of War, the music that she wrote. We did a video of it. I was rather surprised to find out that it is being blocked in Russia. But I guess they're not tolerant of any anti-war statements over there right now. Alrighty, now, Vladimir Putin, you know, came on out with this warning. Whoever tries to interfere with us, and even more so to create threats for our country, for our people, should know that Russia's response will be immediate and will lead you to such consequences that you have never experienced in your history. A lot of people have interpreted that to mean that Russia is willing to go to nuclear weapons if they are interfered with here. And oddly enough, the director general of the Russian space company, Roscosmos, which partnered on the ISS, is saying that if the U.S. stops cooperation with Russia on space travel, Russians will let the International Space Station deorbit, and it could fall on Europe or the United States. Now, NASA has come on out and saying, yeah, we're above Ukraine. You know, we're going to go on cooperating in space. So there's a little positive sign there. Okay. Now, Michael Walsh, commenting on Ukraine, is saying, dear Democrats and never Trump pumpkins, after 5 years of demonizing of Putin and Russia, are you happy now? You own this. And there's nothing your idiot president can do about it. Congratulations. Meanwhile, over at the UN, so far all they're able to do is tweet out a message, President Putin, in the name of humanity, bring your troops back to Russia. This conflict must stop now. Over in China, they're refusing to denounce the Russian actions in Ukraine, and they blame the United States for stoking tensions. And again, this has been building since the U.S.-backed coup d'etat in 2014. Over on The View, Joy Behar came on out with a very bizarre comment. We've got this war going on in Ukraine. People are dying. You know, buildings are burning. Bombs are falling over the place. All kinds of destruction. And she came on out saying the worst part of the invasion is that it might prevent her from going on vacation in Europe. Talk about being totally disconnected and out of touch. Okay. Now, I want to take a small detour here to talk about how CNN is trying to rebrand itself because they've got this new board member from Discovery's partnering with CNN, John Malone, and he's out there saying he's going to steer CNN back to honest reporting and less propaganda. I believe that when I see it. And the reason for that is because CNN just came on out to announce the first American casualty of the Ukraine crisis was Bernie Gorz, who passed away from a mine planted by the Russian separatists. So our thoughts go out to Bernie Gorz because this is the second time he has died. Because CNN, back during Afghanistan, reported that Bernie Gorz had been executed in Kabul by Taliban soldiers. So it looks like CNN really has not learned its lesson just yet. Getting into non-war politics here, bad news for Biden and the Democrats. A poll finds that a majority of registered voters think the United States is worse off than it was a year ago. Okay, I agree with that. I absolutely agree with that. Okay, now Joe Biden has nominated Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court, and he's basically sending that on over to the Senate for a confirmation. And there's actually quite a few senators who are not really happy with this sort of affirmative action. Choosing of a judge. They want the very best qualified person, not just somebody, you know, who comes off that laundry list of, oh, well, she's black and she's a woman, and therefore that's it. We're going to give her the job. Now, a while back, there was a big stink that came on out when the Biden administration announced this program that included a provision to provide free crack pipes for drug users. And everybody said that's absolutely ridiculous. You're only encouraging the addiction. And the Biden administration announced they were going to cancel that. Well, there's a drug user over on TikTok who said that a Catholic church in Hollywood is now distributing government-provided crack pipes and heroin needles to drug users. And, you know, do we have a narcocracy in this country? Are the drug lords in control of much of our policy here? And are they simply providing the crack pipes and the needles to basically make it easier for the customers to go on to the drug dealers and buy the drugs and then use them here? Okay, now, a lot of people have looked at the open southern border on this idea that they're going to try and, you know, bring in all these instant Democratic voters. It may or may not work. First of all, they shouldn't be voting. But data is showing that the GOP is making grounds with minority votes. You know, they're not happy with the way the Democrats are running the country. And so that plan may definitely backfire. Okay. A verdict has been announced in the George Floyd civil rights case against three former police officers. Let's see, J. Alexander Kung, Thomas Lane, and Tu Thao were convicted yesterday of violating Floyd's civil rights. Thao and Quang were additionally convicted of failing to intervene to prevent the use of excessive force against Floyd. Meanwhile, following the death of Epstein's pimp in France, a suspicious suicide with a complete lack of any video cameras to prove the claim that he really did kill himself, Ghislaine Maxwell's family is now worried that she will be suicided next. And that would be legitimate here. Okay. Now, Biden's own polling organization has sent word to the Democratic Party it is time to declare a win over COVID and just move on. And possibly in response to this, the CDC is now going to drop most of the indoor mask requirements. They have ridden this particular donkey as far as they can, and You know, they're up against the law of diminishing returns. We're still getting a lot of flashback from the revelation that the CDC has been hiding data from the American people about these vaccines and boosters. There's an article over in Zero Hedge saying, follow the data, they said, and then they hid it. And they cherry-picked the data to support the agenda of getting us all to get that needle in the arm. That is research fraud. And, you know, professors have lost tenure for things like that. They've been fired. Research fraud is fraud. Okay. Now, there was a news broadcast recently in Great Britain suggesting that Queen Elizabeth, who has tested positive for COVID, should take ivermectin. And there have been a couple of news stories suggesting that she is, in fact, doing that. Needless to say, our fact checkers or our propaganda sanitizers are in a panic over that right now. They don't want ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine out there because that is money lost to the big pharmaceutical corporations here. Okay, now over in Israel, you know, the data of how many people have been vaccinated and how many people are sick basically undermines all the claims about the Pfizer vaccine, and they're starting to ask, what did Pfizer know and when did they know it? Because it's obvious now with the CDC, hiding data, there has been a massive cover-up on this issue. And it turns out that Hunter Biden was invested in a pandemic firm that was collaborating with Dasex Echo Health and the Wuhan Lab. This was Rosemont Seneca Technology Partners, an offshoot of Rosemont Capital. This was the investment fund founded by Biden and John Kerry's stepson in 2009 that counted Biden as a managing director. And among the companies listed on the records is Metabiota, a San Francisco-based company that purports to detect, track, and analyzing emerging infectious diseases. So, God's finger in everything here. Bill Gates, meanwhile, is funding new research for needleless vaccines that spread from people to people like a virus. So the people who are vaccinated will vaccinate the unvaccinated. And of course, I don't see anything, going wrong with a technology like that or it being misused for nefarious purposes. And that was sarcasm if you missed it here. Out in California, we talked about this earlier in the week. They're considering a bill that would shut down doctors for, quote, COVID-19 misinformation, end quote. And doctors are standing up and saying, this is illegal, it's unconstitutional, it's a violation of their medical oath, and doctors should be allowed to treat patients, you know, in the patient's best interest according to the doctor's best judgment, and not be dictated to by the government that when this person comes on in and he's got a positive PCR test, you will apply this very expensive medication. And the doctors are really upset about that. Now, there's a video that has surfaced. This is out in California again. There was a teacher who was caught on camera physically assaulting a student and dragging him out of the classroom for refusing to wear a mask. This took place at the Apple Valley High School in Apple Valley, and the school district has now issued a statement saying that outside authorities were notified, and the teacher has been put on administrative leave. Well, thank goodness there. Over in Hong Kong, things are getting bad. Hong Kong is now separating parents from children, infants, over the coronavirus. And over at the Hong Kong hospital, they separated an 11-month-old baby from her mother this week after the mother admitted her infant daughter to the facility for an unknown illness, and the baby tested positive for COVID-19. And the infant is in stable, is in the ICU. It's going to be moved to an isolation ward and will not be allowed to visit her parents or return to her parents for at least a week. Okay. Now, up in Canada, despite Justin Trudeau's revocation of the Emergency Act and ordering the banks to unfreeze the accounts, they're still trying to punish the truckers who took part in the peaceful protest. And according to a story coming out of Involve, Canada has seized and shut down 39 trucking businesses that took part in the peaceful protest. So once again, Trudeau is showing his dictatorial spurs. Meanwhile, Farm Credit Canada is making a list to punish citizens who donated to the trucker convoy. They got that list because of the hack of the Give, Send, Go. And the bank is compiling a blacklist of account holders suspected of sympathizing with the Freedom Convoy. The consequences will include a suspension of loans. So now supporting a peaceful protest can ruin your credit rating up in Canada. Now, got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about events up in Canada related to the COVID protests there. And a lot of people have been wondering why Justin Trudeau basically did an about-face, rescinded the Emergency Act and unfroze the bank accounts. And there was some speculation it was because a lot of Canadians were taking money out of the banks. Obviously, Layla in Canada didn't agree with that. And there may be another reason here. According to this article over in Global Research, they're basically saying that the Canadian Banking Association put pressure on Justin Trudeau because the Canadian Banking Association has been approved by the World Economic Forum to lead the digital ID creation. They've been talking about that a lot. We're all going to have a digital ID, little, you know, a number tattooed in our forehead or something like that here. And So they didn't want that to backfire on them, and that's why they put pressure on Trudeau to back down here. Here in the United States of America, the People's Trucker Convoy is moving along the highway. They're approaching Lupton, Arizona. It's peaceful, civil, no violence. They're out there to educate people and legislators, and apparently the Moms of America are now going to join the convoy. So it is, in fact, growing. Now, people in power are very much afraid of these large-scale organized protests, and New Jersey State Police Colonel Patrick Callahan and Governor Phil Murphy are basically working together with the National Guard to prepare for the trucker convoy, which is going to pass supposedly through their state here. Trenton there. They're going to send the New Jersey National Guard to Washington, D.C., and over 20 vehicles and over 100 personnel will be going as well. So they're definitely very concerned. And again, I hope the truckers are watching out for agent provocateurs. Otherwise, Biden will do to the truck convoy what they did to the January 6th protesters. All righty. Now, over in Texas, there's a middle school teacher has been placed on administrative leave. She was caught on camera saying that all conservative Christians need to get COVID and die. What kind of people do we have teaching our kids in those public schools? I mean, this is not what education is supposed to be about. And yet it has certainly deteriorated to that level. Okay, getting into the international news now. With the world's eyes on Ukraine, China once again has intruded on Taiwanese airspace. And while everybody's watching Ukraine, we're going to see a lot of countries do a lot of things that they hope the media will not pick up on. The German Defense Ministry is notifying citizens for possible military movements, saying there will be disruptions in the country's transit system as Berlin implements NATO guidance for quickly moving troops to reinforce the Allies. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Anymore, Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.